Welcome to TanakhStudy.com. This is Jesse Salem, and together we are studying Sefer Yehoshua.
Yehoshua Perek Tet. In this perek we will see a peace treaty between Givonim and Israel. Givonim will be the only nation in Sefer Yehoshua that makes a treaty with Israel. Pasuk Aleph. Vayhi chishmoa kol ha-melachim asher be'aver ha-yarden, baharu ba-shefela, ubchol chof ha-yam ha-gadol, el mul ha-lebanon, and it was when all the kings who were on the bank of the Jordan, over here it's referring to the western side of the Jordan, in the mountain area, in the Shefela, the plain west of Hare Yehuda, the entire coast of the Mediterranean Sea, up until Lebanon, the Hiti, Emori, Knani, Perizi, Hivi, Yebusi, when all these kings, all these nations heard, and they gathered together to fight against Yehoshua and against Israel on one accord. Pasuk Aleph didn't clearly define what these kings heard. We'll see in Pasuk Gimel that they heard all about Israel's victories. The one nation that is missing from this pasuk is the Girgashi. We mentioned six of the seven nations of Canaan. Girgashi is missing. Chazal say that they're not mentioned since they left Eretz Israel and went to Afriki, or Africa. And the people of Givon heard all that Yehoshua did to Yericho and to Ai. And they also acted cunningly. They went and disguised themselves and worn sacks for their donkeys, and worn cracked and tied up wineskins, jugs. ונעלות בלות ומתולעות ברגליהם, וסלמות בלות עליהם, וכל לחם צדם יבש היה ניקודים. And worn and patched shoes on their feet, and worn garments on them, and all the bread of their provisions was dry and spotty. We see everything they took with them is old and worn out. They're trying to show how long of a journey they came all the way here to, over here, Gilgal, to make peace with Yehoshua. Even the bread is spotty, right? Spotty with mold. You know, it shows how old the bread was, right? All this is to show the distance that they traveled in order to make peace with Bnei Yisrael. We said they also acted cunningly. So who is the pasuk comparing them to that we're saying they also acted cunningly? Did we see anyone that acted cunningly before them in the previous Perakim? So it could be either just like the other nations gathered up to fight Israel, the Givonim also decided to do something, and it happened to be in a cunningly manner. Or, and I thought this was a nice perush, is just as Israel acted cunningly in their conquest of Ai, so too the Givonim also decided to act cunningly over here. וילכו אל יהושע אל המחנה הגלגל, ויאמרו אליו אל איש ישראל מארץ רחוקה בנו, ועתה כירתו לנו ברית. And they came to Yehoshua to the encampment in the Gilgal, and they told him and all the men of Israel, we came from a very far land, and now cut with us a treaty. The Givonim won a peace treaty with Israel. ויאמר איש ישראל אל אחיו, אולי בקרבי אתה יושב, ואיך אכרות לך ברית? And the men of Israel told Ahivi, right, the Givonim were from the tribe of Ahivi, maybe you live amongst us, and how could I cut a treaty with you? We know it's Asur to cut a treaty with the people of Eretz Canaan. We read it numerous times in the Chumash, you know, the mitzvah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, לא תכרות להם ולאלוהם ברית. It's mentioned a few times. So, the Nisi'im over here, right, Ish Israel, they're answering back to Chavi, we can't make a treaty with you, we don't know where you're from. Now, they turn to Yehoshua. ויאמרו אל יהושע, עבדיך אנחנו. ויאמר אליהם יהושע, מי אתם? ומאין תבואו? They turn to Yahushua and they say, we're your servants. And Yahushua answered back, Yahushua told them, who are you? Where are you coming from? ויאמרו אליו, מארץ רחוקה מאוד באו עבדיך, לשם אדוני אלוהיך, כי שמענו שומעו ואת כל אשר עשה במצרים. And they told him, and they told Yahushua, we came from a very distant land. We, your servants, for the sake of Hashem, your God, because we heard all the rumors and everything that he did by Mitzrayim. Where in Pasuk Vav, they said, Me'eretz Rahoka Banu, when they told Ish Israel, the people of Israel, we came from a distant land. Over here they turned to Yahushua, and they call themselves his servants, and they say they came from a very distant land. They're pleading with Yahushua. And they continue, Ve'et kol asher asa l'shnei malchei ha'amori asher be'aver ha'yarden l'sihon melech Heshbon u'og melech ha'bashan asher be'ashtarot. And we also heard everything that you did to the two kings of the Emori who were on the bank of the Jordan, on the eastern side of the Jordan, to the Sihon, the king of Heshbon, and also Og, the king of Bashan, who was in Ashtarot, his capital was in Ashtarot. Right, they are mentioning the wars that Bnei Yisrael fought. They fought the two kings of Emori, Sihon and Og, in Sefer Bemidbar, Perek Kaf Aleph. It's also repeated again in Sefer Devarim, Perek Bet. And they beat those two kings. What's interesting is the Givonim clearly do not reference the miracles and wars of Eretz Yisrael. This is all to support their claim that they came from a very far away land. If they came from a very far away land, they would not have heard any of the recent events. ויאמרו אלינו זקננו וכל יושבי ארצנו לאמור, קחו בידכם צידה לדרך ולכו לקראתם, ואמרתם עליהם עבדיכם אנחנו. And the elders, right, the Givonim are continuing, the elders and all the people of our land told us, take with yourselves provisions for the road and go towards them, go towards Israel and tell them that we're your servants and now cut with us a peace treaty. זה לחמנו, חם הצטיידנו אותו מבתינו, ביום צאתנו ללכת עליכם, ועתה הנה יבש והיה ניקודים. This is our bread. It was hot when we packed it, when we gathered it from our homes and the day we left to come to you. And now it's dry and it's even spotty. You can see the mold on it. ואלה נודות היין אשר מילאנו חדשים, והנה התבקעו. ואלה סלמותינו ונעלינו, בלו מרוב הדרך מאוד. These are the jugs, the skins of wine that we filled up when they were new. And now look, they're cracked. And these are our garments, our clothing, and our shoes. They're worn out from the road, from the long journey. They're presenting everything to Yahushua to support their argument of how far of a journey they walked all the way to make a peace treaty with Israel. Vayikhu ha'anashim mitzedam ve'et pi Adonai lo sha'alu. And the people took from their provisions and they did not ask the word of God. They broke bread, accepting a treaty. And the pasuk is clear that they did so without asking the word of God. They have a Navi with them. They have the Urim and Tumim with them. They should have asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vayas lahem Yehoshua shalom, vayichrot lahem berit l'chayotam, vayishavi'u lahem nesi'e ha'eda. And Yehoshua made peace with them, and he cut with them a treaty for them to live. And the Nesi'e Ha'eda, the leaders of the congregation, swore to them. They swore to them in the name of God, as we'll see in the next few Pesukim. Vayi mikse sheloshet yamim, ahare asher karetu lahem berit, vayishme'u ki kerovim hem elav, ubkirbo hem yoshvim. And it was at the end of 3 days, after they cut a treaty with them, and they heard, Bnei Yisrael heard, that the Giv'onim live very close to them, and they live amongst them. Vayis'u b'nei Yisrael v'yavou l'alehim b'yom ha'shilishi v'alehim Giv'on v'ha'kifira u'v'erot v'kiryat Yarim. And b'nei Yisrael traveled and they came to their cities on the third day. This is very quickly. They traveled all the way from Gilgal to Kiv'on. It's about a 20-mile walk, 20-mile journey through mountainous terrain. Right? They did all this in one day. They heard on the third day. They came to their cities on the third day. And their cities were Giv'on, Kefira, Be'erot, and Kiryat Yarim. Right? There are a few provinces that Giv'on controls. If anyone is familiar with the land of Israel or wants to look at a map, Giv'on is identified as Eljib. Right? It's a place near Nebi Samuel. This is the main place where the Giv'onim come from. Their provinces are Kefira, identified as Tel Kafira. It's about 5 miles southwest of Giv'on, of Eljib. Be'erot is Elbire. It's near Ramallah, a few miles north of Giv'on. And Kiryat Yarim, it's known today as Abu Ghosh, northwest of Yerushalayim. It's actually on the road from Yerushalayim to Tel Aviv. All these provinces are under the rule of Giv'on. Velohikum bnei Israel ki nishbe'u lahem nesi'a ha'eda badunai lo Yisrael v'yilonu chol ha'eda ala nesi'im. And bnei Israel did not kill them. They did not kill the Giv'onim because the nesi'e ha'eda, the leaders, the nesi'im, swore to them in the name of Hashem Elohe Yisrael, and the entire Eda, the entire congregation complained about the Nesi'im, or on the Nesi'im, to the Nesi'im. The Nesi'im were the ones that made the swear. They're the ones that swore in the name of God. And that's why the people, the congregation, is complaining to them. Vayomeru chol ha-Nesi'im el kol ha'eda, anachnu nishbanu lahim badunai lo Yisrael, ve'ata lo nuchal lingoa bahim. And all the Nisi'im, all the leaders, told the entire congregation, we swore to them in the name of Hashem Elohei Yisrael, and now we can't touch them. What's interesting is that even though this swear that the leaders made to the Giv'onim was made under false pretenses, they did not know that the Giv'onim came from a faraway land. They didn't know they were Hivi. They didn't know they were one of the seven nations of Eretz Canaan. Even so, the leaders are living up to their promise. It was a swear that was made in public, and they don't want to violate it. Not only don't they want to violate it, they're saying they cannot violate it. It's a public swear, and they cannot do anything about it. Now they can't touch the Givonim. Zod na'ase lahem ve'ahaye otam, ve'lo yiyeh alenu kesef ala shivua asher nishbanu lahem. This is what we should do, and we should let them live, and there won't be any ketzef, any anger upon us over the swear that we swore to them. Vayomeru alehem anesi'im yihyu, vayihyu hotevei etzim v'shoavei mayim lechol ha'eda kasher diberu lahem anesi'im. And the Nesi'im told them, meaning they're speaking to the congregation of Am Yisrael right now, they told Bnei Yisrael, yihyu, they will live, the Givonim will live. Vayihyu, and they were hotevei etzim v'shoavei mayim lechol ha'eda, and they were woodchoppers and water drawers for the entire congregation, just as the Nesi'im spoke to them. We didn't actually see these words specified within the words of the Nesi'im. They just told them yihyu, but obviously there was a condition to that, and that was that these people, these Giv'onim, would have to be woodchoppers and water drawers for the entire Eda. Right, the Navi is filling us in with what wasn't mentioned clearly in the Pesukim earlier. Vayikra lahem Yehoshua, vaydaber alehem lemor, lama rimitem otanu lemor, rechokim anachnu mikem me'od, ve'atem bekribenu yoshvim. And Yehoshua called them and told them, saying, why'd you trick us, telling us? And now he quotes the Givonim, that we're very far away from you. Ve'atem bekribenu yoshvim. Yehoshua tells them, you live amongst us. Ve'ata arurim atem, ve'lo yikaret mikem eved ve'chotevei etzim ve'shoavei mayim le'bet Elohai. And now you are cursed, and they will never cease from you a slave, chotevei etzim, woodchoppers, ve'shoavei mayim, and water drawers for the house of God. Over here, Yehoshua himself curses them. What's interesting is his curse is that they will never cease to be these people for working the Bet Elohai for the house of God, whereas before the pasuk said that they were water drawers and wood choppers for the Chol Ha'edah. Right, for the entire congregation. Over there is referring to the public needs, the work and the hard labor that's needed in the Mishkan. Over here, it's also, it could be Bet Elohai, literally for the house of God, also referring to the Mishkan. It could be that what the Nisi'im made them work over here was for, you know, public needs and helping out in wars, helping Bnei Yisrael, and Yehoshua now is adding on to that. A curse of you're going to have to do the hard labor too in the Mishkan. Radak gives an alternative answer, and he says that until the land was divided, they served the public, as mentioned in Pasuk Aleph, the Chol Ha'edah. And once Bnei Yisrael settled and divided the land, then they served in the house of Hashem. Different understandings of why in Pasuk Kaf Bet or Kaf Aleph it mentions the Chol Ha'edah, as opposed to over here when Yehoshua gives the curse, it's the Bet Elohai. ויענו את יהושע ויאמרו כי הוגד הוגד לעבדיך את אשר ציווה אדוני אלוהיך את משה עבדו לתת לכם את כל הארץ ולהשמיד את כל יושבי הארץ מפניכם ונראה מאוד לנפשותינו מפניכם ונעשה את הדבר הזה. Over here the Givonim are justifying their actions. And they answered Yehoshua and they told him, because it was told to us, your servants, everything, or all that Hashem, your God, has commanded Moshe, his servant, to give him the entire land and to destroy all the inhabitants of the land from in front of them. And we feared for our souls very much, and we did this thing. They're pretty much saying, this is why we had to act the way we did. Ve'ata hinenu be'yadecha, katov v'chayashar be'aynecha la'asot lanu aseh. And now, we're in your hands. Whatever is good and straight in your eyes, do to us. Vayas lahem ken, vayasel otam miyad bnei Yisrael v'lo haragu. And Yehoshua did so, meaning he set them as these hard laborers, and he saved them from the hands of bnei Yisrael, and they didn't kill them. Bnei Yisrael did not kill the Givonim. Vayitenem Yehoshua bayom ahu chotevei etzim v'shoavei mayim la'idah. And Yehoshua placed them that day to be wood choppers and water drawers for the entire congregation and for the Mizbeach of Hashem until this day in any place that Hashem chooses. Meaning any place that Hashem chooses to dwell his Shekhinah there, wherever the Mishkan will be, when it was in Gilgal, when it was in, after it was in Shiloh, afterwards in Yerushalayim, wherever God's presence is, wherever the Mishkan is, the Giv'onim were to work as hard laborers. With that, we see Bnei Yisrael's first treaty with one of the nations in Eretz Yisrael. We saw in this perek the fear the Giv'onim had of Yisrael and their deceptive tactic to get Bnei Yisrael to sign a peace treaty with them. This fulfilled the beracha of Moshe in Parashat Ha'azinu, Ve'yikahashu oyeveh halach, your enemies will lie to you. And even so, Bnei Yisrael upheld the treaty, which is the first treaty with one of the nations in Eretz Yisrael, because of the swear, the public swear that they made. Next perek, we will see how the nations in the south react when they hear that the Givoni made a treaty with Israel. There's one more thing I want to address that has to do with this perek, and that is what we mentioned earlier. What's wrong with making a treaty if they actually live close by? Right? The claim of the Nisi'im, right, that they make to the Givonim is, maybe you live amongst us, and how could we cut a treaty with you? Well, what's wrong if they live close to them? What does that have to do with cutting a treaty or not? So, according to Rashi al Torah, it's asur to cut a treaty with the seven nations. Israel is obligated to wipe everyone out. Anashim, Nashim, Vataf. According to Harambam, though, in Hilchot Melachim, Perek Vav, Kisi Halacha, Dalet Vehe, and Rabag, they're following his path, they allow for a treaty with the seven nations, as it's inferred from later on, We'll see later when the pasuk says Lo hayeta ir asher hishlimat el bnei Yisrael b'ltiach hivi yoshev givon. Right, there was no city that made peace with bnei Yisrael except the Hivi, the people of Givon. So we can infer from here that if another nation would have sought peace, we would have cut a treaty with them as well. So Harambam explains that when Yoshua entered Eretz Israel, he sent letters to everyone seeking peace. Peace includes, and this is important, the acceptance of Sheva Mitzvot Bnei Noach and total servitude. No one accepted. Givon thought that they lost their opportunity and lied about their homeland and travels in order to obtain peace with Israel. It's an interesting machloket between Rashi and Harambam of whether or not the pasuk ki tikrav el ir lihilachem alea vekarata alea deshalom, when you come up and approach a city to fight against it and you should call out for her to the city for peace, whether it applies to the seven nations of Canaan or not. In any case, there is a treaty formed and Bnei Yisrael live up to their promise to let the Givonim live.